This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You are watching Leicester Till I Die TV.
Right, Chris.
Alrighty. Oh, let me put my Viagra in my mouth. There we go. Pop up. How are you doing? Welcome along. I'm going to have to remove something here. Calm down, everybody. Because you can't see this wonderful shirt that I am wearing. And I am wearing it only for one man. But we will come on to that in a second. There we go. You see, you can see it in its full beauty now. Good evening, good day, good morning, good afternoon, good night, goodbye. Hello, welcome along to LTID TV from Leicester Till I Die. I know what you're thinking. Again, why can't you leave me alone so I can go and watch One Man and His Dog and Antiques Roadshow? Well, I would if the EFL weren't bloody rearranging matches in the middle of the week. A little match, a game in hand for both of us, Southampton and Leicester on Tuesday. And that's the other reason I am wearing this. Now, you may remember back when we were in the Premier League, last season, that was the league. They got relegated with us, but they beat us twice. I thought I would say that so you couldn't get that in. You remember this gentleman from them. It's like when you go to a new school and you see an old school friend across the yard, and it's, hey, let's bring him in, first of all, and say hello to Jack. Hello, sir.
Hello, my friend. How are you? It's so good to be back. It feels like I've never been away.
It has been minus, a while.
One of those new intros, which might I say are fantastic. I've you know, really banging in the headphones was the intro.
No, I'm glad you. I think that was a compliment.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
I tell you what, I saw you drumming away, but I know you. I don't know anything is a compliment from you. Compliment. One thing that I can't compliment you on is your shirt. We were going to have a shirt off today, weren't we?
Yeah, I thought I brought the game. I mean, I sort of went outside the box a little bit. I thought I knew what you were expecting, so I went. No, do you know what? Kingfishers instead and Robins.
You see, the thing, I can kind of get away with this because I can say I have bought it to support my team. Not sure about that, Jack.
No, this is classic. Right, let's go for a curry. Go for an Indian. Put your best shirt on. Let the gold chain out a little bit. Listen,
is that in case?
Yeah.
Is that in case, sort of, at the end of the night, you puke up, you can't tell?
That's the one. That's the one. That might lose it for a rag.
Well, look, if we are the two naughty boys here, we're wearing these shirts, I dread to think what Craig will be wearing. It looks a bit normal. Oh, he's stripping off. He's going to be sat there in his underpants. Craig, please don't.
No, I won't. To be honest, I thought I may have wandered into some nightmarish OnlyFans when you said this was going to be a shirt off.
Yep, I thought that too, but here we are. Yeah. Lucky for us.
Look, mate, when you're retired, any money that comes in, however you earn it, is not to be knocked at. Right, let's see. Let me just get this all lined up and then we can make a start. Craig, you remember Jack, don't you?
I do indeed. Yes, we were on our previous previews as we were both plummeting into the lower levels of the league, where it's just, you know, full of corruption and God knows what.
Yes.
Hey ho.
Hey ho, indeed. I have to say, in all seriousness, I think we should just extend our sympathies out to Coventry. Oh dear. I mean, not only is it bad enough losing an FA Cup semi-final, but been 3-0 down, get it back to 3-3, have a goal chalked off for another big nail being offside, and you lose on penalties. It's not for everybody, is it?
fair play to them, though. They were a great, you know, they are our nearest rivals, but hats off to them. They were a great advertisement for the quality that there is in the Championship.
Well, I mean, Jack, you may yet get another game against them, as indeed might we in the playoffs, as they now can concentrate on that.
Yeah, that's the scary thing, playing teams that have got confidence and now, you know, Wembley experience in the same season. It's just, listen, I feel for you guys, because there's somebody else whose noisy neighbours has just lifted a trophy.
Yes.
Never a good thing. You never want to compliment them. But, you know, there is an achievement there, isn't there?
I did say to you before we came live, the only reason I was disappointed was that I hated Man United more than I hated Coventry. Anyway, Highfields is in. Good evening, Highfields. How are you? Look, Jack, before we start on the game itself, we're coming up to the end of the season. Have you enjoyed, and it's a silly question, but have you enjoyed being back in the second tier? No VAR. I could go, you know, proper football. You're allowed to tackle. Yeah. In a way, it's quite enjoyable.
Yeah, there are certain things that are like, because I've been bracing myself for the playoffs for a while, and that loss against Cardiff is now made me go, right, it's definitely playoffs. And now there's a part of my mind going, think of all the reasons you love the Championship, because that might be very important in a few weeks' time, like how much you've really been enjoying. Because, I mean, it just feels like being a big fish in a little pond. That's great. You know, whether that lasts for two seasons, that's a different thing. But, yeah, I think this season's been loads of fun. I mean, I saw Southampton go on their longest winning streak in the club's history. That's insane. Like, I got to see that this season. It was so much fun. Just that little bit of consistency around the rest of that time. But as for, like you say, no VAR, I do feel like we're getting towards the end of the season now, and all those sort of decisions that have gone for and against you, the saying that usually evens itself out at the end of the season, it does feel that way to me. I do get it. I'm not like, oh, there was those we should have got. I just kind of forget about it, to be honest.
I mean, Craig, I mean, look, the referees we had, we've had some really good referees, and it's nice to see that you're actually allowed to touch other players, you know, and he doesn't automatically give them a free kick. But it's just, it's good to win again. And I can accept a referee on his own in the split decision getting it wrong, and even possibly the linesman trying to look between two or three players. But today, for example, they had a VAR, an assistant VAR, and a support VAR, and it took them 5 minutes to work it out. I can live with the odd bad, you know, human error.
Yeah, I mean, we've all had some, haven't we? You know, we had the critical one, really, that most people will remember was the disallowed goal at Leeds, which would have been very helpful to you, Jack,
if
that had stood, because we'd have gone on to win that game comfortably, I think, and we'd have probably been promoted by now. So not that I'm hanging on to that one at all. what I would say,
the 4-1 win away at St Mary's.
I wasn't going to mention that. I wasn't going to mention that, or the fact that winning away at Cardiff isn't for everyone. You know,
it's
really not. Yeah, but we can grab a little glimmer of that old Premier League beauty when I checked who the referee was for our game, and it's good old Bobby Madley. So,
that means good for one of us. One of us is going to have a great game.
Yeah. Which one?
Well, look, everybody, thank you for joining us. Do feel free to join in the chat. We won't put every one up, but do get your comments in. Just obviously keep the respectful to both sides. And anybody's welcome in. Jack, let's start with this. New manager this season, well, from June last year, I should say. Got to be happy with him, though, haven't you?
Oh, mate, I'm absolutely stoked with him. There's a lot of noise in the fan base, but that's, I think, just purely down to kind of the unlucky nature that we've had. And it's not down to him. You know, in the last game, there was 20 chances, ready to go, and we took one of them. You know, that's not down to a manager. If you're getting 20 chances, that's because everything leading up to that's working right. And it is. Every game, you have 30-minute spells, 60-minute spells in some games, and rarely this season, 90-minute spells, where you're like, this is brilliant football. This is amazing. Look at the way you pass it about, the single touch. I mean, keeping control of the ball. Some of those possession stats are just ridiculous, considering last season it was, if we didn't have the ball, that was usually in the back of our net. That was the way it used to go. But this year, it feels great. And like I said, that longest winning streak, there's been some amazing football at Sunderland. And I think the mentality of this team was in the absolute toilet at the beginning of the season. I mean, three managers in one season, probably the worst January transfer window you've ever seen. I think I'm right saying all those three, all that January transfer window are now out the door, minus James Bree, you know, on loan. It's just a tragic place to be. So you just turn the mentality around. When you see those sort of, you know, behind the scenes, pitch side unseen videos, just like, this looks like a team that are together playing for something. Just that final product.
If anybody hasn't seen them, Jack, and we've put your links in the description, Match Day Vlogs, do get over to the YouTube channel and watch the live match vlogs. I love you. The pain when you lose.
Yeah.
And one day you are going to jump over that that barrier in front of you.
Came close the other week, to be fair. Came close with that 99-minute winner. if it wasn't for the match, that might jump to my back, I probably would have gone over.
I've got to know, though, when are you next taking your gran?
Do you know what? Bless her. Like, she was so excited to come to that game, and I thought, surely Leicester would be fine, right? I'd be fine. Turns out, no, it wasn't. So, she's banned from ever coming to a game again, bless her. She wants to come to a Wembley playoff, but that's not happening. She's had her one chance.
What's her name? We're going to start a campaign to get her to Wembley if you're in the playoff.
If you can start that GoFundMe to get Joe to the Wembley final, we'll take her. Get her own mini bus.
So last comment before we move on Russell Martin. I'm presuming, therefore, that you wouldn't swap him for Nathan Jones then. Sorry.
At this point, I'd actually rather take Ruben Selez. I think he's done wonders to keep him redding up this season, doing what he's done down there, considering everything else. Yeah. But No, Nathan Jones is far from my mind. I tried to get him out of my mind pretty much the moment he was at the door, really. so, yeah, I'm happy where I am.
Craig, I mean, Jack said there, didn't he, that, you know, some fans, you know, had a little bit of a go at Russell during the season. We spoke the other day, didn't we, to a West Brom fan. He couldn't understand why Leicester fans were so anti-Enzo. Look, we got battered. Well, we didn't get battered. We lost to Plymouth. We lost to Millwall when we controlled those games, had more shots than they did, put them all out of the ground, and we lost the game. This time we let West Bromwich Albion do that to us, didn't we?
Yeah, they pretty much battered us for 20 minutes. and I was saying to Scott at the game, you know, we've had enough of those, particularly the Plymouth game, where we absolutely battered them for 20 minutes. First time they went up the other end, they scored. Mm-hmm. So it'd be nice for it to happen for us for a change, and it did. And yeah. West Brom looked very good, so I wouldn't be wanting them in the playoffs if I ended up down there. They got a lad, I don't know if he's on loan from Celtic, Johnston, who was very good. He runs with the ball really well. So they look a decent team, to be honest. And yeah, poor finishing from them. As Jack said about Southampton, you know, we've created enough chances to win all of our most recent games. And you can't blame the manager for that. The only thing we can probably blame our manager for was not taking the guy missing the chances out the firing line quicker than he did with Daka. And one thing to be thankful for Maresca is that he hasn't gone down the route of resorting to chest pumping and fisting the badge and the Klopp style riling of the fans as your manager seems to have got lured into it. Sadly,
oh, it's great, yeah. It's great. It's you know, I don't mind a copycat when it's me cheering. It's fine. We've got goal songs right now at St. Mary's. I don't want them in the Premier League. That'd be so sarcastic when we're 5-1 down the City and Zombie Nation comes on. Looks stupid. Yeah.
You've got a good fan base there. I have been quite a lucky mascot for Leicester because every time go we seem to win. But we'll come on to the earlier game in a second. But Craig, just to come back, the game at the weekend, post-game, it was almost like, and I did have a chill go down my back, so it was almost like having Brendan Rodgers back. Enzo ran onto the pitch, kissed Hamza Choudhury, and was sort of hugging him and bigging him up. Last time I saw a manager do that, it was Brendan Rodgers with Hamza Choudhury. He never played again under Rodgers, and he loaned him out to Watford.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not sure he's going to play the next game. I'm not sure he'll play against you because I think Ricardo Pereira will get back in, who has been probably our most consistent performer. The problem is he can't string five games together without picking up an injury or needing to be rested. But yeah, Maresca, again, you know, another little criticism you can fire at him. West Brom, in the second half, made five subs. That was five sets of fresh legs against a very a quickly tiring Leicester team. And he made one change. And we were just getting outrun. Then they got the goal and we managed to bring on another couple of players to shore it up. But five sets of fresh legs against one when you can clearly see the players are tiring. Some of his in-game decisions leave a little bit to be desired, I think.
I like to think still learning, though.
Well, you know, at the end of it, he's one season in, isn't he? This is his first season at this level with the pressure that it brings. And, you know, let's, as you said, Chris, let's try and think that he's learning as well. And let's hope that he does take. I mean, I was mentioning to Scott, you know, what do we want Maresca next season? You know, well, I was asking him if he thought he'd stay. And he was of the opinion that if we go up, yes. And if we don't make it, then he'd probably go because I know Sevilla are sniffing around him at the moment. But I would like to see what he can do with a full transfer window. his own players, because we are going to lose some. So it'd be interesting to see how this develops. Obviously, from that Man City schooling ground, Arteta was going to be hounded out of Arsenal in those first couple of seasons by Arsenal fans, because it took a while for it to come through. And I hope that we don't do the same thing as a set of fans of hound someone out who long-term could be a really good manager for us.
He wasn't expected to go up this season. You know, it was a two-season minimum sort of expectation to go back up. And even I said at the start of the season, I would take seventh if it means we went back up the next season, you know, easily, if you like, earlier in the season. What was the expectations at Southampton, Jack?
I mean, for next season with us, I mean, it's hard to say, isn't it? Because I think
everybody... No, for this season, when you came down, what was it?
Promotion straight back up. I think that was everybody's sort of port of call. I think, given the exodus and the low morale, to say anything but we're going straight back up with this team is where we'll be. Because it was, let's be real, it was so bad. The last three seasons in the Premier League were just absolutely horrific. Everybody's morale. So to come down and be like, by the way, I just be a bit project. They couldn't do that. They had to be like, no, we're going up the season. This is the way it goes. And, you know, I and that's where it starts coming in. Like, does Russell get it next season? If we don't, for me, it's always back the manager, because everything else he's done, minus those little blips. But I think you guys, like you say, with your guys, it's that first season and you had that blip. That blip was sprinkled out throughout the season.
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't be that mad about it. And that's the same for us. Yeah. We had the opposite. We had the longest streak and then just kept hammering it in the row. And we're like, for God's sake. And if you could have just sprinkled those out, I think we'd all be a lot happier. It's just the fact that everything in this league seems to come in purple patches. Everything is like everything or nothing. And how do you ride it out? And I think that's why this end bit has been so much fun, because we're all kind of in that middle ground of all been a bit crap, all been a bit good. Well, who's going to go? And... It's entertaining football, but
it is. As I write for the BBC, and as I said last Tuesday, from a neutral point of view, it's brilliant. Unfortunately, I'm not a neutral, so I can't say that it is. But look, I usually say to our guests, were you at the last match? The thing was, I know, because I saw you there on screen with your nan.
That's the one.
I've got to say, I'm not saying that I'm a lucky charm, but I haven't seen us lose
it. You are a bit.
Mary's. I was disappointed, and I've got the wrong one up there, haven't I? I've got West Bromwich Albion up there.
I'd rather you keep that one up.
let me talk to... Why isn't that... I didn't upload it properly, that's why. I was very disappointed with Southampton on that. I expected you to give us a tougher game.
I think we all did, to be honest. I thought it'd be a lot better than the way it went. I think that day for us, it's staying so hard because it just felt so much of last season. You know, it felt like, you know, you're still that Premier League side like we are. Like, and it's just like, oh, that's what it was last season. This is what happens when you play a team that are a little bit good. We're going to get smoked every time. And I think, yeah, it was a hard pill to take. And that, there's a lot of results around that time. I think that first Ipswich one, the same. Sunderland, you know, we got absolutely smoked by them. And it was just still that unsettled zone of like, where are we? What's it going to be like? But I think we're a bit forgiven of that because of how early on it was, whereabouts it was. I mean, Nan seemed to forgive him by the time we got out the door. You know, Nan was all like, I'll be better next week. So, you know, it depends, depends on how committed you are to go into those games, really. But no, I mean, considering... previous nights I've seen against Leicester, not the worst, but it still wasn't great. But I do just think that's why it's going to be a tough game in the next one, because I watched that game, the previous one, and all the problems that West Brom had is exactly what we had against Cardiff. Mm-hmm. And now we're at the other side of it. I'm like, for God's sake, it feels like we're going to get slapped again. And I really don't need another slap right now before the playoffs.
No. I mean... I did. It was on Sky, I believe, if my memory serves me right. Craig, did you watch it?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I was as surprised as anyone. I think. I think we talked earlier in the season that I think we had a good start to the season because we got our manager in early and we got all our transfer business done early. Where I think you were still whether people were going to stay or go right to the end of the transfer window, and the season started by then. So I think we definitely played you at a good time for us, and we were clinical that day, you know.
Yeah, that's one of the scary things I remember. See, that every time you went up our end, it was almost a certain going in. Every time, you just had the Midas touch that night. But yeah, that uncertainty. I think Ward Prowse was still sort of in or out at that point. Mm. It was just all over the shop, and that did stumble us out of the blocks.
Yeah.
I've got to say, it's not often that I overrule Alan. Now, Alan is a Leicester fan. He goes to every home game, every away game, and he always picks my man of the match. And I overruled him. That's the only time I've ever overruled him, because he gave it, I think it was probably Winks. 9 times out of 10, he does give it to Winks. But I overruled it, Jack. And do you know who I gave it to?
Go on, refresh my mind. Who battered us that day?
Yannick Vestergaard.
That guy.
Yeah.
I thought we might have been talking about him.
Yes, we do.
It was funny for so long. What's happened?
I know. Just shows when you have a manager that knows what they're doing and who plays a player to his strengths, because he has been, I think you would agree, Craig, our most improved players this season.
Yeah, I'll go one of. Yeah, he's... I think we all know what his strengths are and we all know what his weaknesses are. So if you can structure a team around that, then his strengths are very, very good, particularly if you're a team that wants to play out from the back. You've just got to make sure that the players around him are good enough to cover for the obvious, lack of pace. Yeah. He got done for I think it was for the first Hamza clearance off the line against West Brom. Where the guy went down the line. So you try not to get him isolated out of the way, too far up the pitch or too wide. But from what I like about him is his aggression. I wish he'd show it a little bit more in the opposition box from corners and the like. Mm. But he's very aggressive. He does like to put a challenge in early on. And we've got a couple of centre-halves who like that. And I'm sure he's looking forward to... coming up against a couple of his old mates on Tuesday night, but
in that last game, I mean, he did take a little bit of stick off the fans, not as much as I was expecting. Maybe if we'd had Ryan Bertrand on the pitch as well, we might have added to it. But what I loved about him was right towards the end of the game, and it was 2-1, and we were hanging on a little bit, weren't we, Craig? And We won, I think it was one of Hamza's many clearances. We gave West Brom a corner, and he was like,
yeah,
because it had been cleared off for a corner. Thinking, why, you know, we had this guy in the team he was just awful, Brendan Rodgers, at the end, wasn't he?
Well, I mean, he preferred Johnny Evans, what can you say? I think I've said enough about Johnny Evans last season to fill many, many seasons of these podcasts. I was not a fan.
Yeah. Jack, fourth place. Played 43, won 25, drawn 9, lost 9, lost less than we have. And looking at that, well, you can see the obvious dip, which I think came after the Leicester game or during it?
It was within it. There was the stumble. I think about then. Yeah. So,
but since then, like you say, even with this dip that you've just had, because we've all had this dip, haven't we?
Yeah.
Looking at that, you can't surely write your top two chances off.
It's mental that, like, I think as of right now, Saints could probably end this season let's say we win everything, I think it's 93 points, and that's still not be enough. That's just ridiculous. Like, we have 4 teams are going to get 90 plus points in this league, and like one of them, and then it'd be really funny if neither of those teams goes up and somehow both, you know, mess up the playoffs. It's just, it's mental. And yeah, I don't think you'd be angry. I honestly think we've kind of had the season that I thought maybe Ipswich should have. I kind of thought, we get to a certain point, falter, start dipping, lose the important games, you know. But no, that's been Southampton, really. And it's, you know, hard to watch it when you're sort of seeing Ed Sheeran in the touchlines. As you can imagine, I'm ginger with a beard. I've been called Ed Sheeran quite a few times in my life, and to see that happy clapper sat in there winning all the time, he does my nutting. So yeah, it's been difficult to, like, because of everything around us. But at the same time, look at it. I've seen that my team lose 9 times this season. Considering last season, I think I saw them score 4 goals at St. Mary's.
Really?
Something mad like that. It's the complete opposite. And the fact that it still might not be to get the job done is annoying. But yes. We're enjoying the ride, man. We're enjoying the ride. It's football. I don't want to be in the Prem anyway. VAR's rubbish. It's all corrupt. Yeah. Cup, rah, 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 rah. Stay down here. Support your local team.
I can only follow that with one thing, he says, if you can find it, which is always the problem. Here we go.
The Premier League? That's so last season. It's all about the Championship here on LTID TV.
Now that's what I call football.
You hit the right spot.
What can I say? Sums it up, doesn't it?
Up the chair.
But just a couple of comments that came in earlier that I've just saved. If Southampton win their game in hand, let's hope they don't, they are right back in the hunt for an automatic promotion spot.
You're not wrong, but it's the hope that kills you. It really is. And the last few weeks have proved that abundantly. So in my mind, it's playoffs. But God, if we get this win, especially against you guys, not to put you on too much of a pedestal. No, calm down. But we've not done amazing.
You carry on. We're basking in it. You carry on.
But we've not done well against Ipswich. I mean, we had the good win against Leeds, but awful against you guys last out. So I don't like being in a position in the league where I'm relying on other teams to lose. I want to be just beating the teams we need to beat. And to take 3 points from you is a really big step in where we are. The fact that it's a game in hand, it does get us back in the running, but it's just a constant. We are at that point now where I am relying on other teams to lose, and it's sticky.
Having said that, we're all Middlesbrough fans tomorrow night, I think.
Literally. Yes.
I mean, if they lose, can you imagine that the King Power is going to be rocking? That's for sure. Because obviously, we know 3 points against Southampton then clinches promotion for us. So, and obviously, with Leeds losing, it means a hell of a lot more to you in terms of catching them. So, it's going to be a hell of an atmosphere, I would imagine, if Middlesbrough can do us both a favour tomorrow.
And you wouldn't put it past them, would you? I was saying all season, when are we going to hit our dip? We're going to have our dip come soon. So it's probably my fault, blame me.
Yep.
But it has finally come along, but nobody's taken advantage of it, really.
No, we kind of got away with it, haven't we, so far? And luckily, in that, the bad form has been the away games, really, and games that we should have been getting points at. Even like 3 draws at Plymouth, Millwall, and Bristol City would have seen us virtually promoted. It's ridiculous, but luckily our home form has picked up at the right time, albeit with a less than convincing performance against West Brom. But it's nice that we've got 3 games. We've got one against a poor Blackburn side. Last game of the season, if it comes to that, they were not very good today from the bits I saw of them. Preston, who have now got nothing to play with because they're out of the playoff, and then Southampton. So out of those games, I would be disappointed if we didn't get enough points to do it now.
Indeed, especially like we've got back there now. Ipswich, they're going to have to wait. I'm not sure when their game against Coventry. I think it's due to play Coventry today. So that's been put back because of the FA Cup, which Coventry lost. sorry. Bad cough there, And Leeds have got to wait till Monday. I mean, they must literally be pulling their hair out, Jack, waiting for that game.
Yeah, I mean, it's... and don't forget, there's thousands of people just like us who are Leeds fans who are going through exactly the same as we're all going through, watching their team throw away points when they were looking like they were the team on the run.
It's Leeds, though, isn't it? I've got to say.
I know, because you loved it, because they were, let's just say, they were quite vociferous.
Channel. They were coming in the live streams, Jack. They were literally, I had, of every 10 comments that were put on, on YouTube after the show had gone live, 7 of them were probably from Leeds fans. 4 of them had to be deleted because they were just abusive. And then it's funny, they went and lost the game and they disappeared.
No, it's we're over Leeds since they charged the away fans £49 for the last game of the season. And that's too outrageous for some. Yeah, Leeds can they can stay where they're gonna be staying. They can stay down here. They can play Portsmouth next season.
I'm not saying a word. I mean, are you going to that, or have you decided it's too much?
Considering it's also the 12 o'clock kickoff, I decided to just part ways with that one. But I think the plan is they'll be showing the game at St Mary's. Let's get down the stadium. Let's get sit in the fan zone. Let's have a good time. Let's have a bit of a drink and throw our curries everywhere.
Yeah,
that's the way for me to do it this time.
You know, somebody asked me the other day who, if we go up, who did I want to come up with us, and I said it's a case of ABLU, isn't it? Anybody but me.
Yeah, I think most people feel
this is they do. Going into this game, looking at the last 5 games, our form is 5th. Your form, Jack, is 1st. On home and away, as you can see, we're 11th. Home form 11th. Away form is 8th. You've got to be favourites to win it, haven't you?
I mean, does paper and stats mean anything anymore? Especially in this league, these games I can't predict now because of Cardiff on the weekend. You can go into games and create, you know, 20 big chances and put one away because no one knows what the form's going to be like that day. And it's mass consistency with no consistency. So going into these games now, I'm just like, I pray. It's nice to see that on paper we've got, you know, bookie's favourite. Yeah. I won't put us in the accumulator this week, put it that way. But it's
just... How have you done overall away? I mean, you know, Craig was saying our home form's probably just kept us going, if anything. But how's your away form been?
I think it's been equal balance here, to be honest. Some real stinkers at home, real stinkers away. I think it's been quite balanced, really. Just to think back to the last ones that were stinkers. I think the last few ways have been hard. Obviously, Cardiff. Cardiff's always a harder way for any team finds Cardiff away very difficult, tricky. And you know, there is an atmosphere back at St Mary's now. The past few games have been rocking, so, and they're doing a lot with the concourse and changing stuff. So it's a bit of a vibe at St Mary's, but the away, that away end, they always know what they're doing. I mean, we've sold out that Leicester game, we've sold out the Leeds game. It's everything's all done to the end of the season now. So it's just on the boys, really. I don't think it makes any difference either way what pitch they're playing on. It's just Southampton, mate. And in those big moments, shaky ground.
And of course, you're having a lot done to your stadium. You've got a huge, I was looking, actually giving you a view the other day and watching your stadium development, a huge standing area.
Yeah, we're going to have apparently the biggest safe standing zone in the UK, the whole Northern Wall. It does mean, if anybody watches our vlogs, it's us and then you have the away fans right next to us. So when you score, it's great. They are moving the away fans, so we're kind of torn. Do we stay in our seat and have a picture of this big Northern Wall? Do we go join the big Northern Wall? Do we follow the away end? So it's a bit of a funny one for us, but given the fact that on the other side of the stadium, they get Indian street food, they have a chicken burger place, and my side is always just hot dog. I'm open for it. Make the changes. Give me that big concourse. Take Kingfisher out the taps. Give me something decent. Let's have a nice pre-game experience.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. at participating restaurants 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. A question here from Joe, just to sidetrack. Does Jack want to buy a Mick Shannon autograph on a betting slip? Where else would it be? Young to know who he was.
Yeah, I know him. He's the one that, with the windmill. I remember. I was there.
Joe, look, it's Match Day Vlogs on Twitter. Send a message on that. I'm sure Jack, if he's interested, will get back to you. Young. That beard hides an awful lot of lines, I tell you.
I've changed what it hides.
Oh, yeah. Craig, looking a little bit better on our side at the moment. I mean, it's not over if we lose against Southampton, but we've lost the advantage, haven't we?
I think we have. I think the kind of safety net is the two games that we have got coming up. I think over the three games, I think another 4 points will do us, to be honest. That may be, you know, wishful thinking, but I think 4 points may be enough. And I would be confident of getting a draw at least at Preston and beating Blackburn last day. So, I mean, you know, a draw wouldn't be a bad result for us, to be honest. But I think particularly if Middlesbrough do beat Leeds, you know, I'd just love us to win it, you know, and coast in and then just concentrate on trying to win the championship. Title.
I might have to go onto a few lead sites and comment.
Yeah.
But Opta, who obviously do the FA stats, they have predicted their final table. This was after the well, I think this has gone up to today actually, 5 hours ago. So it is new. Apparently, Leicester 77% chance of winning the title. With 94% chance of automatic promotion, Craig, with a predicted final points of 96. So they reckon we're going to get another 5 points.
Okay. Yeah, I reckon 4 might be enough. But, 4 enough for promotion anyway. I what you want at this stage is it to be in your hands and in your hands with games that, on paper, you should be able to get the results that you need to do it. All starting with this one. It'll be interesting to see team selection. I know we'll come on to that in a bit. But, you know, because, you know, players are putting a lot of effort in now. And the way you guys play as well, you're not allowed to be static. You've got to be on the move all the time. Same with ours. So we all put a lot of effort in closing down. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, who's fit enough to start. I'll be interesting to know. I'm assuming Armstrong is done for the season, Jack.
Yeah, sounds that way. Walked out on crutches after the game, so I think that's him done. Probably done in the Southampton shirt, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm going to say he's long been a good player for you, and I think at this level, you know, he's been one of your outstanding players. And so from our perspective, yeah, sorry to see any player get injured, but I'm quite pleased that it's now.
Yeah. Have Southampton upset anybody at Opta, Jack?
I don't think so. Not yet.
Well, apparently, your percentage chance of winning the title is 0, and your percentage chance of automatic promotion is 2.
Did the second tier post this? What is just, yeah, all right. That sounds about right.
predicted final points total 88. But look, there's the table. I mean, it could go any way. I mean, you know, Southampton, you've got ourselves on the 23rd. Then you're at home to Stoke, which they're going to be, I think, still fighting. Are they safe now, or are they still fighting relegation? I'm not sure. And obviously, as we know, Leeds on the final day. I mean, if we need you, do us a favour against Leeds, Jack. Come on, you like us more than you like Leeds.
Well, I mean, yeah, I like you guys more than I like you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, that's football aside, absolutely. But For us, those games, although not perfect because they're not easy games, they're kind of perfect in a sense because it's you guys to take some points off of you. That's a good position. Leeds on the last day, it's going to be tasty. I mean, that can really be a big decider, really. But
yeah,
like you say, it's kind of, a lot of it's out of our hands, really. But it is just floating about. It's difficult to make my mind up really at this point. What's going to happen in the next few days?
But
given what's happened, I'm not counting anything out.
No, I mean, a draw means, you know, at least we don't have to worry about you, because a draw on Tuesday night means you can't catch us. So it's down to 2 out of 3, from our perspective. So as I say, from that, you know, a draw isn't a bad result for us considering what we've got coming up. But it's a difficult one, isn't it? Because, you know, I'm sure if you're in the Championship next season, then you probably don't want Leeds in it.
Yeah. That is it. If you think long term about next season, then not have Leeds in it, not to have yourselves in it, and to see the teams that are most likely coming down, it does benefit us a little bit more. It might mean we're going to have might even win the league next year.
Yeah.
Never know. That might be it. Something like that. But at the same
sorry to interrupt it. So, you know, if you're out of it by that last game, don't go deliberately throwing it just so they get promoted.
No. Don't worry about that. I don't think all of us, if we can, we'll stop it. It's like when you won the league, to be honest. It's like, you don't mind dropping those 6 points, actually. You go and take them.
Like I said, just remember ABLU. That's all you've got to remember. Leeds middle game, Craig, is actually away at QPR. That's not going to be easy for them because, again, I know they won recently, but they're not 100% safe yet.
No, and QPR picked up, and particularly at home, they're pretty strong at the minute. I don't think anybody's got really easy games. I'm not sure who your other game is, Jack. Who's your
Stoke? So my game is Stoke.
Stoke at home,
yeah.
Yeah,
he hasn't got the memory. I only mentioned that about 2 seconds ago, and
yeah,
I say it tends to go very quickly.
To be honest, Chris, when you're talking, I usually switch off.
fair point.
But Stoke, you would think that you'd be looking at that, although they've picked up recently as well. So, out of all the fixtures, I'm quite comfortable with what we've got, that's for sure.
And Ipswich have got Hull away and Coventry away,
yeah.
So Coventry, depending how they react to today's result, and then Huddersfield at home on the last day. But look, I mean, as I say, as you look at the table, it's just, I mean, any one of us in previous seasons would be promoted.
Yeah, it's box office, isn't it? You know, they talk about what's going on in the Premier League, but this is proper box office because it means so much more.
Yes. And we're not, none of us are buying success there, are we?
Well, we tried.
But Jack, you've got a couple of players you've got out because there was already somebody injured, wasn't there?
Yeah, so we lost Bazunu in goal the other week. I mean, Achilles right before the game, that threw us all off. Like, not only did he go out, but they didn't play the goalkeeper. They played the Alex McCarthy, who wasn't in the squad that day. So that threw us all off. Last time we saw McCarthy was early 2023, losing to Grimsby. So it's been a while since we have seen him. Didn't have much to do the first game. Second game, not a great deal either, but, you know, still conceded. But I think those goals were going anyway. But he does not pass it around the back. He is lead feet. So it's a lot different. I think it works for us because it makes us be a bit more progressive. But Bazunu is so good at his feet that we rely on him an awful lot, that they're pouncing back all the time knowing that it's going to be safe. But without they don't have that. They're being a little bit more proactive with the passing. So it just means, it does mean though, if you're going to start closing us down and pressing us, it's going to be a hard game for that back four, because they're not going to have the kind of protection that they usually have behind them to just pass the ball out and do what they need to do. A lot are going to be a bit more hoofball, I'm going to imagine.
What sort of formation do you usually play? I can't remember from the other game.
It's like a 4-3-3, you know, very tight sort of midfield three with the wingers. Adam Armstrong more on the wing than he has been, you know, than he was last season. He's been absolutely amazing, Adam Armstrong, this season. Like, his goal contributions are just off the chart good. Again, if it wasn't a fact that it was such a crazy Championship season, you never know, that probably would have been a golden boot. But Put him in the team of the season. That's fine. Makes sense to us. It's the complete opposite of last season. It's possession, keep the ball, work it slowly, be patient, bait the press, that kind of stuff, rather than press all the time, press, get it up there. Like it's very different than what it was. But it still feels if a team presses us, plays that sort of football against us, we do crumble. So these games are what scares us. So it's, but the last game ain't out of our heads, I don't think. So it's still scary.
Yes, yeah. Let's just have a look at. I did save another comment. Oh, I think we've just answered this one. What's the injury situation with Stuart Armstrong? Like you said earlier, Craig, Choudhury. If we weren't playing till next weekend, Choudhury possibly could have maybe come back. But I think he must be knackered after that. I mean, it was the hat trick of saves. It was right foot, left foot, header amazing. in that order. You know what I mean? But you've got to think. We know what the formation's going to be, which is the four turning into three when we were attacking at the back. You know, Winks just in front, three, and then up front. My worry is here, and I could see Ricardo coming back. Would you stick with Cody? I completely rubbish the team that was picked by Enzo against West Brom, and we went on and won. Shows what I know. Mm-hmm. Faye's putting in an assist for a goal. Like, where the hell did that come from when he was on the left? He's always been shit on there. Do you stick with Cody?
It's a difficult one because I don't particularly like Foss down the left.
No, I don't.
Obviously, when, you know, if it's Ricardo, him stepping into midfield feels like we're then playing with a back three, which isn't as scary, to be honest. But I think we do lose a little bit, you know, either Doyle's distribution from left back or James Justin's pace. And it's like you're giving up something there, although Farce isn't a donkey. Cody, experience, you know, maybe that is what's needed. I'm not sure. I mean, Shea Adams, you know, I like Shea Adams. I'm surprised he stayed. To be honest, it looked like he was going to go. Obviously, Leicester lad, so I'm sure he'll probably have family here and be wanting to put on a show. But I'm not sure whether he's, you know, he's sharp rather than quick, I would say. So it depends what who else is going to be playing in that team, but I think he'll revert back to Farce and Vestergaard, to be honest, if I was pushed on it. I think it would be a more of our traditional looking back four.
Yes. Look, this is the question. Write Vardy off at your peril. he's still doing it. He still has that passion. He still loves winding the opposition fans up. And he can still find the net. Unfortunately, not from the big spot in the penalty box. But that was a poor, poor penalty. Now, he then went on, obviously, and got the winner. So all is forgiven. We love him. Sunshine's out his arse again. He cannot play, I don't think, another 70 minutes from the start on Tuesday. If that is the case, I'm scared. Now, look. Everybody seems to think I have this love affair with Daka. I don't. Daka has recently been shit. But what I don't agree with is the fact that when he misses a sitter, I mean, if he'd have missed that penalty, he would have literally been hung from the nearest lamppost outside the KP. But because Vardy did it, even if he hadn't got the winner, it was, oh, well, it's Jamie Vardy, isn't it? You know, he's earned it, the right to miss, etc., etc. That's what annoys me. I didn't want Daka to start on Saturday. Although when he came on, it wasn't for many minutes, but he did okay. Who do we start up front?
I think he'll start Vardy again. I think he'll tell Vardy to go out and just play as much as he can. You know, run himself into the ground and we'll sub him when he needs to be subbed. I'm with you, Aaron. I would like to see Cannon start.
Yeah.
I was very surprised that he didn't come off the bench because Vardy was looking tired, to be honest. What it does show you, though, is it's amazing the fact that you can actually score goals if you put a cross in the box. And, you know, it seems to be a lost art at the minute. Every winger has to cut back in, you know, and put it across the edge of the box or whatever. Our first goal came from very similar, you know, cross into the box, Vardy heads it, keeper saves, Ndidi shins it into the roof of the net. And then the winning, the second goal from Vardy again, cross into the box. And if you're going to do that, then Vardy is better than Daka at it, I think. We've just not seen enough of Cannon. What I like about Cannon is he's direct. He wants to get a shot off. He's very, as I've said this before, he's obviously nowhere near as good. If he can be half the player that Harry Kane has become, then great. But he's similar in the fact that he wants to shoot from anywhere. And I think that's what we've been lacking.
Is that the Harry Kane that didn't win anything at Tottenham and went to Bayern to win trophies?
Exactly.
Asking for a friend.
Exactly. Yeah. He couldn't cut it when he was on loan with us either, could he? So
No. John, I agree with you. At the weekend, I actually had Vardy starting with Nacho just behind him in the Ndidi role. But there we go. You should be able to answer this, Jack. What about Sulemana? It looked like he had a bit.
Cushion. Yeah, he seemed to get knocked out cold against Cardiff. All sounds like he was up and walking at the end of the game. It's a bit, but from what I've checked, I've not read the full press conference yet, so I don't know if he's back on his feet, being fine. But usually after a hit like that, I probably wouldn't expect him. But at the same time, boys, he's got everything. He is all fart but no poo. That is how I describe Sulemana. He is electric, but he has absolutely zero final product. No pass, no goal. But everything else amazing, but literally anything.
Do you think we should send him and Daka off to a finishing school? Do you think
we're in the same position as you? Like, you know, with a striker, like Shea Adams is our best striker, and there's no doubt about it. He's strong, he can hold a ball up, and when he finishes, it's great. But if you've seen the amount of insane open nets that he's missed this season, like one on ones, it's ridiculous. If you saw that one against Wolves a couple of last season, where it's literally the ball is here, his head is here, the goal is there, and he goes up there, like it's. That Shea, but there's no other option because everybody else is a third choice. Other striker is a third choice striker, so there's nowhere to help him. So we're in the same sort of thing where you kind of got to rely on the guy that you've been used to relying on. And I think for you, especially against us, given what you need to do to get, you know, you want to see the season offside, starting Vardy against a team, which I'm pretty sure Vardy quite likes scoring against Southampton, as I recall, there's been a few goals that he scored. So,
Yeah,
one or two. So, you know, that feels like what it just attacks Southampton because there's a little bit of a wounded animal there to it. But well,
can I just say the big surprise coming up here is that, you know, we have got the one Southampton fan, I thought, in with us this evening. But apparently there's two Southampton fans out there. So presumably this is Mike.
I'm going to assume that's Mike, yeah.
Yeah.
So the other one is the other guy from the channel. That makes sense for us. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, unless you're double tasking. I think we'll start some academy players. Surely not.
Trialist number three scored a hat trick on the weekend against Reading under 18. So you never know. I believe he's a Liverpool academy player. I can't quite remember what his name was, but trialist three. In next season's FIFA, look him up.
Actually score 9 the other day?
Yeah, we beat. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, we beat Reading's under 19s 9-0. It's nice to mention 9-0 on this channel. Would it be the right way? Thank you very much for that.
That is the only time I'm mentioning it. I've been very, very good, and I'm going to geek that way.
Thanks, boys.
It's a good process. I misread this. I thought he said dribbling to start here, but it's dribbling to start.
No, dribbling to start is how we start our vlogs.
Well, that's just a southern thing, isn't it? You know, great shirt, Jack. Come on, if there's one great shirt in here, this is it.
Let's you know. That. Out of everyone, I think Craig's the only one really pulling this out. He's the only one. We're the only one that can actually go out in public right now.
We need confidence and momentum for the playoffs. No, no. I still think, like you say, that there's a chance. I wouldn't write yourselves off at all. This is now Craig's favourite part of the show. Hashtag Howard Wilkinson, because this is a bean at both, and there's a lot we could have gone for here. And he's never forgiven me for picking. I don't call it played for both. It's been at both, so it could be managers, tea ladies, anything. Craig, who do you think I've gone for?
As you say, there's a lot to go for, even in the goalkeeper section, I think, to be honest. Yeah, I wouldn't mind you if you went down the goalkeeper route, Chris. I'm going to leave it at that.
You can leave it at that. There's a
few to choose from. Jack, I think Ian Andrews was there as well, wasn't he? I'm sure he played.
There's a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a lot. Yeah. Jack, would you think of anybody who I might go for?
I remember absolutely doing a quiz with you and being just so annoyed that I couldn't remember Nigel Pearson's name. So for that sake, I'm going to say Nigel Pearson. Managed both of us just to balance out that absolute awful part of my history where I could, you know, we. Oh, never mind.
Don't relive it, whatever you do. Well, I'm disappointed in you both because I would have thought you could have got this. There's only one person I could have gone for, and that is the Great Dane.
That seems too obvious, though, doesn't it? You know, I thought you might have at least gone Dennis Roath. Somewhere like
it's lazy, really.
No,
because I can remember a certain person. How can I say who I've described him without describing? Ginger, beard, likes to wear odd shirts, laughing at us when we paid a few million for him. And still laughing even more when we never played him.
It was a really, really good joke, wasn't it? That was really funny. But the funniest part is it was on me the entire time. Who'd have thought?
Say that again, Jack.
Who would have thought it was a funny joke, but the entire time it was on me? Who would have thought it?
I mean,
he has come good, hasn't he, Craig?
He has. Yeah, I mean, who better to score a winner on Tuesday night?
Let's not. Yeah, Ryan Manning somehow. Oh, sorry, not Ryan Manning. Ryan Bertrand just somehow getting back just for a game. One more time, Adrian.
You know, the thing with the Ryan Bertrand was, right? I can remember watching a pre-season friendly. I think it was every time he played for us. But he actually played a pre-season friendly. And he was really, really good. And at the end of that game, I can remember saying, he was on a free. I said, this could be the buy of the season. Oh, my God, how wrong was I?
I might have been at that one. Was it the Burton? I think he played in a pre-season friendly at Burton, not this season, the season before. And looked decent. I think we lost a penalty shootout in Acho Blaze one over the bar. And I can't remember seeing him since, to be honest.
No.
Maybe he just liked really hanging around in Brewery Town.
His left foot. And I thought, yeah, this is the guy we need. Never saw him again. And we were thinking Vestergaard. I mean, he was so close to going, Jack, but his wife was pregnant.
Lucky boy. Lucky. That is a great excuse. Sorry, Gavin. Bunch of shit, eh?
Yeah. And he turned to move down. And I understood that because, like, you know, at the end of the day, they're humans as well. But he turned that down. But would it hurt if he did, you know, if he came up in the last minute, 0-0, a corner? No, let's not say a corner. We never get that past the first man. A free kick goes into the box and he's on the end of it. That would hurt, wouldn't
it? Oh, my God. Like, yeah, it would be breakdown. I'd put it this way, I wouldn't be reading your messages. I wouldn't open those.
Mate.
I don't read anybody's Twitter messages, to be fair. But, yeah, it's here's the thing. This season I've had to see, you know, Vestergaard play amazingly well. Wesley Hoop from Watford, he was garbage for us. He's been so solid for Watford. Even Kevin Danzo also played one game for us under Ralph, and it was terrible. And now he's out there in Austria, absolutely lighting up. So it's just a thing now. So I'll set the backs leave and then start doing the job, boys. But you know, on the flip side of it, I wouldn't trade Tyler Harwood-Bellis for anything in the world. And I can't wait to lose him in the summertime. Can't wait for that loan to expire and I just be sad again. And then we'll be back.
At least you can re-sign players that are out of contract. We can't at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I here's the thing, boys. I wasn't going to bring that up either. So, you know, good luck with that.
No, I mean, let's be honest with you. Only the EFL could actually put a transfer embargo on a club when there isn't a transfer window. There we go. There we go. Look, I know that is Craig's favourite part of the show, Howard Wilkinson, but this is the best part of the show, the score predictions. Jack, let's come to you first as the guest.
You know what? I'm on a guest channel. I'll be polite. I'm going to go 3-1
Southampton. 3-1 Southampton.
Because we need it, boys. We need it more than you. You can go beat the rest and just go up fine. We need it. I don't trust clean sheets. I don't trust us not conceding. I do honestly think we've struggled. But for me, this has got to be one of those games where you just have one of those away performances where you just dig in. You dig in and give it everything and just try and explode in those moments. And Southampton won't hold on to 2-1. We won't hold on to 1-0. The only way, I always say 3-1 is the 2-0 for teams that are bad. And that is it. That's it for us.
I would, in a way, I don't want you to win, obviously, but there's a little bit of me that thinks if you do win, I'd love to look at Leeds fans. pages. Craig, what are you going to go for?
I'm going to say this with absolutely no confidence whatsoever. I'm going to go for a 2-1 Leicester win and a party night down at the King Power.
I actually, in the predictions, went 2-1. This is probably why you and me are both in the bottom half of the prediction table, Craig. But for this show, I think this is going to be tougher than we think it is. We didn't win convincingly at the weekend, and we're in our blip, but it's like, I know we say that Brad is Jesus, but his dad's keeping an eye on us because, you know, we lose and the people don't take advantage. We won against West Brom. We can't be that bad or let the opposition be that good and win again. I have an awful feeling that this is going to be a 1-1.
Okay, so, you know, that's fine if we're all going to get two guesses. You know,
well, you go for a second guess then, Craig.
No, I'm going to stick with my 2-1 and hopefully it won't be convincing because I Southampton are a very good team, and this could be another one where you have more possession than us, to be honest. But it's hopefully you won't do anything with it.
Yeah, that's the worry. I look at that West Brom just spoiling chances, and you watch the Cardiff game, and we do the exact same thing,
yeah.
and they don't even have a Chowdhury on the line stopping them. Like we were doing it for them. So it's considering the last game that we both played, I think it's up in the air. I think it's a really hard one to call.
It is. But all I will say is, Jack, the hour before kickoff, when you look at the team sheets, if Daku is on it, then you've got 3 points.
Listen, I'll take that to the bank, and when you claim those 3 points, I'll be seeing you in small claims court. He promised me.
Okay, look, Jack, thank you so very much for coming on and giving your time up. Like I say, your details are in the description below, but just give everybody a shout out as to where they can find you.
Yeah, everybody go find Matchday Vlogs. You know, Matchday Vlogs on YouTube. Sure, it's just Matchday Vlogs on Twitter. If you want to find me, it's at Fuels on Twitter, F-E-W-E-L-S. Come say hello. Come tell me that my opinions are bad. Come tell me that my memes aren't that good. That is what we're here to do, not really talk any football.
And go and tell him his shirts are awful as well. And... And don't forget, mate, I'll send you my email over. Get me that music. He's in a band, is Fuels, as well. So
if you want some bad music, go check Charm Type out. We're not bad.
They're better than Southampton. Let's just say that.
Hey, I'll take that. This season, I'll take that. Compliment.
You'll take that. All right, mate. I'd wish you all the best, but obviously I don't. And you do know, I hope for me, an ideal situation is that we beat you, but you still come up with us because it is a local game for me.
I will say this, boys. I hope that I see you next season.
I do, but I hope it's in the division above. All the best, mate. Thanks so much. I'll go and take that shirt off. All the best, Jack. Thanks a lot. do get out. Do go and check Jack's channel. It is a great channel. Match Day Vlogs, and like I say, Fuels, which is in the link, also on the Twitter link as well, and you can listen to his music. Preston North End up. We have at least after this one got sort of like, well, just under a week, 7 days until we play Preston. On the night game, why that one's been chosen for TV, I don't know. I suppose you could say, would you say that is that the easiest of the games, or the
I don't know. I mean,
say the World Cup finals.
Yeah, I mean, any game now could be the one where we get promoted. So, it could be.
Do you think one more win would do it? Then, do you think?
Pardon?
Do you think one more win? I mean, you know, you said that. I think four points,
to be honest, will be enough. Up to a saying, what, five? I think four should do it, and I'd be disappointed if we couldn't get 4 points out of these next three games.
Yeah. I mean, since, as you know, back at the end of March, just before the Easter weekend, I asked a fan from each club to predict the rest of their games, including Leicester, Leeds, Ipswich and Southampton. It wasn't Jack that did it. But since then, we have got 9 points. Ipswich have got 8, but they've played, obviously, they haven't played Coventry yet. And Southampton have got 11. Leeds have only got 5, but they've got to play tomorrow. Like you say, tomorrow we will all be Middlesbrough fans, won't we?
We will indeed, yeah. Away the lads, although a little
bit. They've not been too bad, actually, Middlesbrough, in fairness.
No, they've been decent. You know, it's a shame that they... I'm not sure, can they still get playoffs? I think they might be able to. I'm not sure. It might be tight.
I don't think so.
So it's a shame that they haven't got something to go for. But in other ways, that means they can play with a bit more relaxation. And but hopefully they'll... You know, any game against Leeds, particularly a night game, when it's at home, there's usually a good atmosphere. So I don't think they'll be allowed to sort of rest up. The crowd won't let them do it. So
interestingly, based on the last 6 games, Middlesbrough are 5th in the form table.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought they could just do it, but they needed everyone else to sort of fall away.
Leeds are down in 14. Let's just have a look. Very, very quickly. So I haven't got the table in front of me.
I'm just going to check the table while you check your form or whatever.
Middlesbrough on 63, aren't they?
Yeah, so they can get to what, 72? Yeah, so they can catch Norwich, but Norwich have got to lose both games. And
In fairness, Norwich have got a plus 16 goal difference. Middlesbrough have got 5.
5, yeah. So it's unlikely that's going to turn around.
But, you know, there's always that saying, isn't there, when the team's got nothing to play for.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a good atmosphere. Any night game where Leeds are coming to town is usually a good atmosphere. So,
I think Luke Thomas will still be at Borough.
Whether he's been playing, I'm not sure.
I don't think he'd be allowed to. I'm sure he won't be allowed to. Because if he does, you know he's going to score.
He could score for us.
Well, that's true. That's true. But there we go. Look, Craig, it's been a Sunday, so it's been an extra one tonight. Thank you so very much for coming on.
You're welcome, mate. Really do
appreciate it. I take it you'll be going.
I will be there indeed, yes. Yeah, and hopefully, as I say, you know, if Middlesbrough can do us a favour, then there's going to be a great atmosphere at a rocking King Power.
There will indeed. Enjoy the game. Bring back the 3 points, mate. And next Thursday when we'll be talking Preston.
We will indeed. All right. Cheers, Chris. Thank Bye, everyone.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye. And you can follow Craig Bird at Craig Bird on Twitter. I forgot to ask him, very remiss of me, but he doesn't have any numbers. He's that old. He's one of the original ones. And don't forget what's coming up. Well, before we've got that match day, we have got our Let's Talk Leicester debate show tomorrow at 7.30. 8:30. It's half an hour later because Kate is on the BBC again. Yep, cheers, catch you soon, Craig. Yep, she's on the BBC with Owen at 6 o'clock, and then she'll be coming straight from there and joining me and Dave on the preview show, on Let's Talk Leicester. And we will be talking, is Hamza the most misunderstood player at Leicester City? We all moaned when we saw him in the starting lineup against West Bromwich Albion, and he walked off that pitch with a kiss from the manager and a Man of the Match award. And we'll also be looking at FA Cup replays being banned from next season. Is it a good thing, or is it the end of the FA Cup? Or is it the end of the smaller teams? Because at the end of the day, the way I look at it is that if you're a smaller team, you've got a better chance of winning at your place than going away. But the smaller teams don't want, they're not taking it seriously because they want the replay. So that must mean that they want money over the chance of it, which they would get if they won the leg, you know, the game in the first leg. We'll be talking all that and Hamza on Monday. Until then, thanks very much to Jack for joining us. Match Day Vlogs, that's where he's at. And it will be, and Craig as well. Thank you very much, Craig, for joining us. I will see you tomorrow night at 7:30. And never yet, catch me tomorrow morning on The Breakfast Show on Surrey Hills Community Radio via your website, or ask your smart speaker to play Surrey Hills Community Radio. 7 to 10 with The Breakfast Show. I will see you then with an interview with the D-Day Darlings, who made it to the 2018 BGT final. I will see you then. Thanks to everybody. Take care. Don't forget, smash the likes. And if you're new, subscribe. Take care, guys. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
The TalkSport Fan Network is the ultimate on-demand destination for the UK's best fan-led football podcasts.
Including Leicester Till I Die, independent analysis and reaction for the Foxes faithful.
The TalkSport Fan Network.
Unbeatable club-dedicated content created by the fans, for the fans.
Follow the podcast on the TalkSport Fan Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.